Good morning, everybody. We have a very exciting podcast this morning for Lasher Tools. We're speaking specifically about KZN this morning and how our tools have worked in those lands, worked for the area, and how our tools have benefited the community in which it serves, the retailers that's been pushing our product into the farmers. And let's just talk a little bit about KZN. So KZN has 6.5 million hectares of farming land. It has 82% suitable for livestock and 80% of its arable land. In KZN, they mostly farm sugar and maize. The sugar industry in KZN alone supports the livelihoods and incomes of close to 1 million people in the province. We also farm things like bananas, cashews, potatoes, and vegetables, and forestry like SA pine, black wattle, and more, as well as a variety of livestock. So it's a very alive province. And what we have done is we want to speak a little bit about, okay, firstly, what's KZN and why do we serve there? Then secondly, we want to speak a little bit about the retailers, Coastals, that's been with us since 1946. We also want to speak to the sales representatives of Lasher. How is our product being seen and taken? And has it benefited the farmers? And how have that benefited the farmers? Then we also want to speak to Russell. So we don't want to just speak about internal at Lasher. We also want to get an outsource to say, how are things currently going with Lasher at the moment? And why are they sticking with Lasher? And how are their consumers receiving the product? Then also Martin Kutsia. Martin Kutsia is the head of the factory for us in Ladysmith. And what we want to do is we want to make the engineering and the science of our products a little bit more practical than conversations, and how that ultimately benefits and ensures that the close to 1 million people that are being represented in this particular industry are served with a great product. So this morning I want to introduce Coastals to you. Coastals, established in 1946 as a co-op for 23 members in Umhlali in the north coast of KZN. Coastals now represents the consumer voice of more than 1,400 predominantly sugar, banana, and citrus farmers. Today it's also supported by an extensive retail arm on the coast of 16 stores with access to the general public, supplying agriculture, hardware, and garden needs. Coastals ensures its members of the highest quality agriculture requisites as the lowest priced. Lasher has been supplying hand tools to Coastal since 1946. This morning, I want to also introduce you to Russell Governor. He's the trading manager at Coastals, and Russell has been servicing the community through Coastals for the last 32 years. It was so exciting for us to have him on this morning, because we also want to find out about how are our tools adding a commercial value and then a customer satisfaction value at the end consumer. So, Russell.
Thank you, and good morning.
Very good morning, and thank you once again for your time, Russell. You know, we want to start engaging a little bit with our partners and specifically focusing on local manufacturing of tools and local manufacturing as a whole. But also have human conversations with what's going on at the market at the moment. How is everybody finding the landscape and adapting to the landscape? So we'll get into some of the questions, Russell. Your insights into the agriculture industry and how it's changed over the years. What would you say about that?
Well, obviously, as you know, people say this, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And I think Coastals has remained the same for as long as I can remember. It's simply planting, weed control, fertilizing, harvesting. And over the past 10 years, there is a new market that emerged. Macadamia seems to be the talk on everybody's lips. And that industry has grown exponentially. And farmers have responded, and we have now become a really large supplier to that that industry.
You know, if you talk about a million people's livelihoods associated with this industry, Coastals play such a pivotal role. You know, if you don't have the supply to make the tools, none of those livelihoods will be protected. So it's not just about having stores, you know. There's a lot more behind it. So what is your view on supporting local manufactured products in Coastals?
Well, Albert, I personally, in terms of locally manufacturing tools, I just believe that it's got such an impact on the local industry. We, as a country, we seem to be struggling over the years in terms of, growth over 3%. And I think the more locally made or manufactured products are undertaken here in South Africa, the impact is just going to be enormous, and on the country, on the livelihood of its people. And I fully support locally made manufactured products.
And if we speak in practical terms, Russell, firstly, thank you very much for that vision from Coastals, that they are always open-minded. But we also agree with the sentiment that we can't just have emotional support from you. We also have to be practical in our tools. We have to have a good product. We have to back up that service and ultimately provide your customers with customer satisfaction. Would you agree that that's part of the benefit?
Well, I think if one has to speak frankly, quality, and it's not about, again, the sentiment or getting emotional about things. We have the end seller or the foot to the market,
yes,
is the fact that we have to have a quality branded product that when we brand associate with another company, it has to have the same ethos, it has to have the same value system, and we believe that dealing with a company like Lancia, I think we share the same ethos in terms of quality and service to that particular industry.
Yeah, and Russell, if you look online and you look at the reputation that Coastals have, it's exceptional. So we most certainly know that you practice that in principle on a daily basis. Now, if I can be cheeky, why do you stock Lancia Tools?
Good question. I think the brand has become synonymous with quality, and I think just leave the large industry. Let's talk about the housewives, etc.
Yeah.
They seem to be gravitating towards the co-op. We see on a daily basis, ladies, gardeners, small timers, off the street customers gravitating to Coastals, and we see that they're also gravitating towards a brand that is familiar to them, and they seem to be gravitating to the Lancia stands. And I think if we don't stock it, we're going to be losing out on a quality branded product and at a quality branded that's synonymous with our ethos and our the type of business that we want to run, which is the quality products at great prices.
And what's interesting is that, Coastals, especially to us, we look at it as canines, and obviously now with the new Mac tool, because you guys are eyes and ears into the nut industry that's also growing in South Africa. But I know that over the lockdown period, you've seen different clients come into your stores. And it's part of what we wanted to do this morning is to also remind people that yes, those are the two products that we as know Coastals for, landscapers that need anything within the business, day to day DIY people, the farmers that use it for maintenance on their farms, produce stock and canines. It also doesn't just take a canine or the file that goes with the canine or the Mac tool. There's also other tools that are being used, and I know that Coastals have got that wide range of it. Am I saying the right things here, Russell?
Well, I would just simply say it is a basket of products from Lancia, ranging from the little hand tool to the hacksaw blades. And I want to just also share with you that the guy with the bucky is also frequenting our stores.
Yes.
And I think, in terms of, a quality spade,
yes,
it's products like a quality spade. And if you notice recently, or maybe in the past 2 or 3 years, almost 90% of the landscapers in the urban areas are frequenting our stores. So I would imagine the pruning saws, etc. So it's quite a wide variety. So if you're looking at the man with the bucky, He's getting the chisels, he's getting the hacksaws, he's getting all sorts of bits and pieces. And if you look at the landscapes and landscapers, you know they're coming in for the hand tools and garden tools and saws, etc. So I think across the spectrum of or the basket of tools from Lancia, I think there's a real movement and turnaround in terms of our offering to that various categories of market share that we have.
Russell, thank you for trusting us with that market and also growing in that market. You know, we looked at surveys for the last 2 years, and 68% of all complaints from customers were around defect products and customer service, aftercare. And that's a message that, you know, when you said a brand association, it's the same thing for us, Russell. You know, when you can confidently walk into any coastal stores knowing that you will more than likely know the guy on the floor, you will always get backup service. They will never ever leave you high and dry on anything that they stock and sell. And in now times, more than ever, it's important to know that that's a value proposition that a company offers. You know, not everybody has service. Sorry, Russell. And quality at the forefront of their thinking on a daily basis. And that's why we are so proudly associated with Coastals, because we know that they have these wonderful customer-focused centric ethos. So we also, as a moment, if you don't mind, we're very proud of that, Russell. You know, human-to-human conversation. We are so exceptionally proud of the partners that wake up every morning to fight the fight. I know that we're going through a hell of a lot at the moment. I know that it's not every day easy. We have a lot of challenges. But every time we engage with Coastals, it's just with such great spirit. And I think that that's what we need. And it's you guys are taking such a leading role, and you influence so many people around you on a daily basis. So we want to thank you very much for that courage that you do on a daily basis. And forgive me, that's a bit of a side note.
No, excellent, Albert. Thank you so much. I think you touched on it earlier, that people are looking for a quality product. In the past, people were looking for cheap and nasty. And I think after a couple of months, they realized that I'd rather pay a few rand more, and I'd rather get a quality product. And I think that the market has realized that, that you can't just buy cheap and nasty. And further, I think, if you look at the world around, so that people can have work. And that's the reason why the co-op as well is thinking on those lines. And you'll find that we stock a lot of locally manufactured products. We even now trying to stock product that is manufactured by farmers, local people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to be amazing, awesome, amazing in the future. And I really do believe that this is the way to go in terms of locally manufactured products.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Russell, my team won't forgive me if I don't at least ask two more questions, which is one.
No problem at all.
What's the highest selling volume product that you have in Coastals for last year?
Well, at a glance, if you look at just pure numbers in terms of volumes, it's cane knives that goes through the co-op.
Yeah.
These are a very large composition of our product lines in terms of part to the market. And so we sell a lot of Lasher K-Names into the marketplace.
And the new Mac tool, I know it's very much on everybody's lips at the moment. Nut farming is growing exponentially at the moment in South Africa, across different regions. What do you see? The new Mac tool, give me some insight into the Mac nut industry.
All right. Let me just say, and this is a proud moment for us as South Africa. 2009 or so, the industry began, and from the onset there was about 24,000 tons of metric tons of nuts being produced. Do you know that? Just bear with me for 2 seconds. In 2008, I say this with a lot of pride. In 2018, South Africa became the world's largest producer of macadamia nuts.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And from 24,000 to date, South Africa produces 59,000. Metric tons of macadamia nuts,
yes,
per year.
When we do something, we don't do it halfway. Yeah.
So it's quite a staggering number. And I think we need to position ourselves in terms of supply to that industry. And that's the reason why the co-op, as in every store, you'll find a very distinctive corner called the macadamia corner.
Okay.
And in there are your pruners, some of your hand clippers.
Yeah.
And, they've been introduced, and they're turning around because they made to exceptional quality standards. So I think that's good. And then the other thing about the industry, I think it's going to grow with America itself consuming almost 8,000 metric tons per year.
Yeah.
So there's a large offtake. So I think that if Lasher is aligning themselves with this industry, your pruners, your saws, and including the latest tool that you're producing. We used to have them in plastic, and now that you're producing them in metal, I think they'll be more resistant to the type of condition that they use it under, and obviously the type of user that uses it. So I think it's a move in the right direction in terms of how you've designed that tool.
Well, it's a very exciting, and you know, thank you for taking the leadership on that as well. And that is part of our message to our clients. You know, we're working very closely with coastal farmers. So if you've got any macadamia nut farm requirements, if you've got any sort of requirements in developing anything like this, make contact with Coastals, and they will work with Lasher Tools to make sure that there's customer satisfaction and there's feedback and etc. And you know, Russell, from our team this morning, you know, it takes 25 people to produce one spade. It takes 25 people to produce one barrow. So every single time you guys stock us, every single time your managers on the floor, all your sales staff on the floor, all the office and the merchandising staff that put the tools from the back to the front, our message to all of them this morning is to we bless them so much and we thank them so dearly for every time they move a tool, every time they sell a tool, every time they engage it, every time they motivate somebody with Lasher. And thank you for supporting Lasher so much. Thank you for supporting the local economy and helping us drive that local economy. We are extremely fortunate to have a partner like yourself and Coastals and all the teams behind it with us.
Albert, thank you very much. And I would imagine that the success of any company is with its suppliers, you know, supplying on time, supplying quality, and obviously a market-related price. And I think this basket from Lasher allows us as a company to do well into the future. Thank you very much.
This morning we also got very exciting to announce Vasi Padihachi, and he's the Lasher Durban sales representative for us, predominantly focusing on KZN and our neighboring countries, and he does a lot of management through coastal farmers. So Vasi, I'm speaking to a lot of our partners this morning. I just wanted to find out what's in your opinion the basic terms, what makes Lasher better than our competitors?
The quality is there, the service is there, the backup is there when the farmer or the cutter have an issue. So no one else does that.
Yeah.
Even our competitors don't do that. We are there when there's an issue. We solve the problem within 48 hours.
You know, we always say that's part of the benefits of local manufacturers is because we back up our service, we back up our product. You know, we are a live business. You can make contact with us now and within a few moments have an answer and a service follow through from us.
Absolutely, and we're very passionate about that. It's not about selling the product; it's about the after service and whatever the customer has, any queries, inquiries on the product, we are there firsthand to offer that.
So, Vasi, as you know, nut farming is becoming very, very prudent in South Africa. It's a growing industry. It's a fantastic export market for South Africa. And I know that as a South African supplier, we've always accommodated new developments in industries. We've always accommodated new tools that our industries require. So tell me about the new MAC tool.
Okay, basically the new MAC tool, it's called a MAC grabber. The MAC is sort of large in KZN and certain parts in South Africa, like the Eastern Cape and Komati Port, Nelspruit area, and it's massive.
Yeah.
So, but with the MAC tool, we have designed a new product called the MAC grabber. Basically, what we do, the trees grow right up to about 6, 7, 8 meters high. So we made this grabber where a customer can use a normal telescopic aluminium pole attached to our MAC grabber, and he can adjust the height from 2, 4, 6 meters, and he can actually harvest the MAC from the trees. And so we're using a ladder, climbing on the trees, which is on safety standards, which is not too good. So he can stand on the ground firmly, use our Lasher MAC tool, and harvest this MAC down onto the floor. So that's actually what the MAC harvesting tool is about.
You know, and again, what's nice is because we have representation on the floor, because you always engage with the farmers, we saw this potentially coming, and we accommodated for that. And again, showing you that when local guys come together, we can accommodate in any shape or form.
Correct. We can do anything.
Yeah. So tell me, Vasi, just a last question from our side. Now, I know that recently we incorporated Vickers and Okapi tools or Okapi knives into Lasher tools.
Yes.
So Okapi, how has Okapi in the market received Okapi and Lasher together? How is your coastal farmers as an example and all the farmers that we now sell also Okapi or it's incorporated? How's the market received that?
Now the market is, they accepted that. And, you know, it's with the canines, you know, there's only like, we got a couple other competitors, but, we're not so concerned about them. We worry about Okapi and Lasher on the canine side, going very well. The market is accepted. And I'm calling on the both side of the sides of Okapi and Lasher on canines. And it's going very well, I must say. Very well.
Well, Vasi, just us from our side, you know, just it's so we are so proud of the team because, you know, Okapi is a local business, started over 100 years ago as well. We've got combined, I worked out roughly 240 years of experience between Vickers, Okapi and Lasher. And it just made sense for us as a local manufacturer and supplier of huge tools within South Africa and Africa that we incorporate, you know, and save another factory.
Correct. And Okapi is very, very strong in certain parts in KZN and in Africa and in South Africa. So the brand speaks for itself. The name speaks for itself. And, yeah, keeping Okapi is a good move from Lasher management.
Well, Vasi, firstly, I want to say thank you very much for your time today. And secondly, a message from all of us. You know, all the factory staff, all the admin staff and all the marketing staff and the sales staff, we just want to compliment you and say we are so proud that you wave the flag so well for us in the KZN area. And thank you for every day waking up with so much commitment to make sure that all of us keep the business going and service our customers. We are very grateful and we bless you in your journey, Vasi.
It's only a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I also want to introduce, very exciting for us, it's in making his first appearance on the public platform. It's Martin Kutsia, head of our Ladysmith factory. And what's so exciting for us is that we want to little speak about how does our product, the raw material that we use, the engineering and science behind what we do on a daily basis, how do we manage that and how does that ultimately benefit the end user when they make use of our tools? Martin, we spoke this morning a little bit from out of your factory. So Ladysmith, predominantly we do cutting tools, so such as hacksaw blades, saws, secateurs, K knives, and etc. And this morning we had a conversation with Coastals around our K knives, specifically how Okapi has been received within the market, and also what is the benefits of supporting a local company, a local manufacturing company. What's the commercial benefits to it? You know, we always say we don't just expect emotional support. We also back up that we are the best at what we do. We will back up our service and we will guarantee our products. So Martin, just this morning, just quickly, we manufacture all our K-knives in Ladysmith. Is that right?
Yes, morning, Albert, and to everyone. Quite right. All the machetes and K-knives is manufactured in Ladysmith, our manufacturing plant.
And if you have to say, Martin, what makes us different when it comes to manufacturing our K-knives or our tools for the specific market?
Well, Albert, to start off, firstly, is how do we manufacture K-knives? And if you look at the processes involved, it's quite intriguing, number one, and I will explain to you on a stage basis so you and everyone else can understand it much better. So firstly, manufacturing is done where raw material, steel, carbon steel especially, is cut to size and blanked out to various shapes or plasma cut into a shape to get a specific K-knife and machete. So that will be obviously the first process. Yeah. Then if I can continue to tell you that process of a punching of the hole where the handle gets put together is done, and also sharpening is also done to get a perfect cutting edge at the end of the day. Then stage number three, critical process that will take place is whereby our canoffs goes through a heat treatment process where the optimal desire of properties, example, hardness, toughness, and wear resistance is obtained. So this is crucial to to that process. This makes a lasher cane knife and machete durable in terms of the quality of the product, which is quite important at the end of the day. So next, if I can continue, the next process on the cane knife is we start straightening the blade. So that will, after that will sort it out, we take the blade for edge coating, and that is to prepare the blade to either get a poly handle or a wooden handle fitted to the blade. So in a nutshell, basically that is the processes that have taken place to manufacture cane knife here in Ladysmith.
And Martin, it's important for us to understand that process, because what we're trying to do is that, you know, once we try, we want to make sure that people do conscious purchasing, but also secondly, that they don't forget that there's engineering and science behind what we do. And that our factories have a hell of a lot of intellectual property when it comes to that. And as you know, we refer to ourselves as the Metal Masters since 1929. So I wanted to make sure that people understand that there's a real person. Martin can see as head of factory. So if you think about your cane knife that's being used, if you think about a hacksaw blade, if you think about a secateur, anything with what we do in cutting, I want you to understand that there's a guy, Martin Kutsia, he's an actual person and he's got exceptional support staff. So there's a quality process to also check what you do in the factory. So as the process follows, there's a final quality check that also happens. Because backing up our products are vitally important, and we're trying to make the manufacturing process sexier. And it sounds a little bit different. It sounds a little bit weird when we speak about tools, but that's what we want to try and do, is highlight that when you use that tool next time, that you know that there's people and humans and processes behind it. And it's not just a product that came in from overseas, went into a warehouse and goes into the field.
Sure. Yes. Albert, to add to that is obviously it takes up to 11 skilled employees who works on various processes to complete a cane knife or a machete. So that in itself tells you how long it can take and how many man hours goes into a cane knife, obviously to ultimately get a quality product at the end of the day. Just the fact that what I was explaining in terms of how we manufacture cane knife in the process is a quality management system with specifications are applied to achieve the ultimate knife and machete. Tough, reliable, and locally manufactured at the end of the day. That will outlast any competitor, guaranteed.
Just give me an idea of why our file works so well with our K-knives.
Well, our K-knives specification hardness values is between 42 to 47 Rockwell hardness. So at any given stage, when a farmer wants to sharpen the file, our file is of the highest quality with a Rockwell hardness of 65 and higher. So that will ease through the blade to give it an extra sharp edge. And that is why you can use our file on the lasher or Okapi product.
Now, I know we're still learning when it comes to the Mac tool, but I spoke to Russell this morning and they have chosen us specifically as the developing partner into the macadamia nuts or nuts in general farming. Can you just give me what your view is on that at the moment? And also that I know that you've made a tool for that particular industry.
Albert, going to the Mac nuts, obviously it's still brand new for us. But it's very exciting because it also takes part of our range that we are going to manufacture for laser tools. Yeah. So obviously, if you look at the Mac tool currently, the angle of the tooth or the prongs is at a stage where you can actually grab onto the nut when you harvest. So if you compare that to other harvesting products that's on the market, this will make it unique because why it is the only design whereby the farmer or the harvester can actually grab onto the nut and pull it down from high up in the tree. There's a socket, so you can either put an adjusted handle into the socket or a wooden handle up to the farmer, obviously looking at the height of the tree, to make it easier for harvesting. It's been manufactured from mild steel. So it is durable, strong, light in weight, for better functioning at, like I explained, higher places.
Yeah.
So I think that being said, we'll give you a picture on what can be expected of this harvesting tool and how it will benefit the Mac farmer at the end of the day.
Martin, thank you very much, you know, for that explanation. And it really is very interesting. And I think that when people that actually use the tool on a daily basis, remember, we always say this, when it comes to somebody specifically using a tool for 8, 10, or 12 hours a day, it's not like the spades that we also supply and manufacture that maybe a normal household will use it once a week, where they will pull it out. These are guys that this is their life. They take this tool and make a living out of these tools. So we keep a very conscious mind when it comes to that, that we don't just selfishly manufacture for our own benefit, but that we manufacture to the benefit of the end user, which are using the tool 8 to 12 hours on a daily basis. Martin, a message also that we just personally wanted to send to you, and maybe all South Africans or South Africans that are listening to this, or anybody for that matter in Africa, are so eternally grateful, Martin, for you waking up every single day and motivating a hell of a big staff compliment. Thank you for every day being a fantastic manager and also always sticking to the roots of Lasher, which is to produce tools with great value, with great integrity, and always with the user experience in mind. We really want to honor you this morning. You know, manufacturing is not an easy business in South Africa. In general, it's not, managing staff in an environment like you do on a daily basis is not always easy. We bless you and the team there and all of us at Lasher, all the staff, the admin, the factory workers, everybody that's in dispatching, merchandising, selling the product, marketing the product. We honor you and the team this morning and thank you very much for all the work that you guys do for us.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Albert. And just adding to that, obviously our diverse team that we have done here in Ladysmith, our values of belief, accountability, trust, commitment and honesty is high on my priority list, and it's also serving Africa and the world with a branded range of quality tools at the end of the day.
Yes.
And yes, we do take pride in it, but thank you very much.
Martin, bless you and have a wonderful day. We look forward to speaking to you more about the factory and other products, which is also very interesting, is because we know that out of Ladysmith, we have a big American client that also gets made out of that, and that conversation will happen in due time.
Great. Thanks, Albert.
Thank you, Martin. All the best. We're also talking to Jamie Steadman, currently a macadamia nut farmer from KZN, converted 9 years ago from sugarcane, and proud supporter of Lasher. So Jamie, welcome and thank you very much for taking the time to meet with us this morning. Tell me a little bit, where's your farm situated?
Man, I'm actually on the border of the Oribe Gorge. My farm actually borders the Oribe Gorge Nature Reserve, if your listeners know where that is. 25 k's out of Port Shepstone towards Harding, Kokstad. And, we also got a very nice nature reserve here called Lake Eland Game Reserve, which my farm's very close to.
So you've definitely got a better wake-up scenery than any one of us here in Joburg, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, Jamie, tell me, what do you farm?
I farm macadamia nuts. I used to be sugarcane only. And then due to the sugar where it's going to, we had to diversify quickly. So we went into mac nuts, and I've been doing that for the last 8 years. So yeah, prior to that, I was a sugarcane farmer.
Yeah, that's incredible how farmers are adapting at the moment to the current landscape and also what works for them. And I think that's part of the innovation that our farmers carry. So tell me, how long have you been using Lasher tools?
I've been using Lasher for the last 20, 25 years. We used it in cane. We used your cane knives, the Lasher cane knives. And then I've also got a bit of timber, and I use your short-handled or bush knives, what we commonly call them, as well for stripping of timber. And, now on the Mac farms as well, we use rakes and we use your slashes. Yeah, so I've been using the product for the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah, and you also do wheelbarrows, I'm assuming, between all those.
Yes,
platforms.
Yeah, a lot of building happens here, so we use your wheelbarrows and that. I think you guys call it the polycarb. They're nice and durable and light. Easy to handle.
And for your own interest's sake, it's fully recyclable. We're very proud of that. You know, not all wheelbarrows are fully recyclable, but just so you know that it never goes to waste. You can be used again.
Good to know.
And then the fact that you choose Lasher, can I assume that a lot of that is because of our backup service, the fact that we guarantee our products, but also because it's a good quality tool that you use with your workers and yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we found Lasher to be trustworthy and a good product. So yeah, that's why we use it.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Jamie, your time, and it just shows us how loyal our customers to us. So from 650 people, three factories, thank you so much for your support. We really are so incredibly proud of our farmers and the end users of our products. And just so you know that every time you use it, know that roughly 25 people go into making one wheelbarrow. So when you're using those tools, you are definitely using engineering of humans, actual humans behind it.
Fantastic. Good Jamie, to know.
Bless you and all the best, and thank you for your time this morning.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thanks
Jamie.
Again.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.